Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalit Dini. The by-election to the Korirang Assembly constituency in Mokokchung District will be held today amid heightened security. A total of 22,266 electors will decide the fate of six candidates while counting is scheduled for May 4th. The candidates in the fray are Dao Chair I. Im Chen, BJP, T. Chalukumba Ao, INC, I. Abenjang, NPP, and three independents, Im Chatoba Im Chen, Major Toshikaba, and Im Tiwapang Kichu. The seat fell vacant following the demise of veteran politician and advisor for information and public relations and soil and water conservation, Im Kong L. Im Chen. Of the 30 polling stations in the constituency, 17 have been identified as critical and 13 as vulnerable. Security has been put on high alert following pre-poll violence that claimed one life and prompted the imposition of night curfew in parts of the constituency. Directorate of Information Technology and Communication, ITNC Nagaland, organized a session on the importance of and application of artificial intelligence in government departments at Lok Bhavan, Kohima, yesterday. The program was organized as part of Sadhana, Strengthening Adaptive Development and Humane Aptitude for National Advancement, SAPTA, observed under Mission Karma Yogi as per the directives of the Department of Personnel and Training, Government of India. Speaking on the occasion, Deputy Director ITNC Daniel Crocha emphasized that artificial intelligence, AI, is not intended to replace human beings, but to augment human capabilities. Speaking on the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047, he highlighted that Nagaland's young population has a unique strength, presenting an unprecedented opportunity to shape technological advancement. Senior Program Officer Akamla Iyer highlighted several key aspects of artificial intelligence. She described generative AI as a game-changer, underscoring its transformative potential across domains. The session also focused on building a foundational understanding of AI, its role in enhancing public service delivery, and its sector-specific applications. The Union Cabinet has approved 41,534 crore rupees nutrient-based subsidy for phosphatic and potassic fertilizers for this year's Kharif season. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw made the announcement while briefing media in New Delhi yesterday about Union Cabinet's decisions. Nutrient-based subsidy rates will be effective from the 1st of April to the 30th of September this year.
For the Kharif season, a subsidy package of 41,534 crore rupees has been approved under the nutrient-based subsidy scheme. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has always stood as a safety shield for our farmers, whether during COVID or conflicts in West Asia. No matter what ups and downs occurred in fertilizers, the impact was never allowed to affect our farmers.
Mr. Vaishnaw said the cabinet has also given its nod to the second phase of Jaipur Metro from Prahladpura to Torimore in Rajasthan. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has also approved the revision of HPCL Rajasthan Refinery Limited project cost from 43,129 crore rupees to 79,459 crore rupees. The CCEA also approved investment of over 26,000 crore rupees for construction of Kamala Hydroelectric Project in Arunachal Pradesh. Wokha District Administration and CSIR Northeast Institute of Science and Technology, NEIST Jorhat, organized a consultative meeting and capacity building workshop on floriculture and apiculture in Wokha yesterday. In the workshop, farmers were trained in beekeeping techniques, including the use of bee boxes and other essential beekeeping items. Bee boxes and related equipment were also distributed to participants. NEIST officials further conducted field inspections to provide hands-on guidance and assess on-ground practices. And the State Program Management Unit, SPMU, Poshan Abhiyan, Department of Social Welfare, Nagaland, will observe the 8th Poshan Pakwara from April 9th to 23rd under the nationwide initiative of the Ministry of Women and Child Development. The campaign, being organized under the theme Maximizing Brain Development in the First 6 Years of Life, will mobilize Anganwadi workers, frontline functionaries, parents, caregivers, and communities across Nagaland to promote optimal nutrition and holistic child development. The Department of Social Welfare has urged all stakeholders and citizens to participate in the campaign and contribute towards building a healthier and well-nourished Nagaland. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned, as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.